whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 331. Today is Saturday, April 1st, 2023. I'm your host, Lita, and we are back from vacation, and I am going solo this week. And no, that's not like a April 1st anything, because technically it's April 2nd over here, so I hope everyone had a lovely couple of weeks and a very good April 1st. We're going to get into some of the fun that Blizzard and WoWhead have put out in a moment. I don't know if you guys have checked out the posts, but there's been a bit of funny stuff going on. As we know, Blizzard, WoWhead, they like to have their April 1st, which is always good. So welcome, chat room. Let's see who we have got with us today. We have got Fair Sire Stir, so welcome, welcome. We have got Rod, I think Dave might be there somewhere. Tiber's there, hi. Stir says, I now accept Horde, even Tauren Rogues, with open arms and friendship. Ha, April Fools. Fair says, the April Fools post was very fun. Yes. And didn't fool me with that one, Stir. Absolutely. But, you know, again, it's nice to have a little bit of a joke. I mean, we know over the years, those of us that have played WoW for quite some time, there has been some absolutely fantastic April Fools posts over the years. So if you've got any favorites, pop it in the chat for me to remember. I think one of the most notable, I can't remember which year it was, but when they said pandas, do you remember that? When they said pandas, they were going to make pandas as a class, which we have pandas, which is, you know, that one sticks out to me because it was like this massive joke, and then eventually pandas did come into the game, so that's quite funny. Excuse me, I'm just going to wipe my nose. I've got a little bit of hay fever sinus, so again, apologies, bear with me on that one. Yes, Fair says yes, lol, yes, pandas. Tiber says Blizzard learn not to make joke April Fool's expansions that people wanted to be real. They're very true, very true. They have put out some really good stuff over the years that I think a lot of us, you know, that one thing that you just go, oh, I really wish that was in the game, and it's an April Fool. So anyway, we will get to that in a moment. I just wanted to quickly bring you up to speed. I had a lovely break. It was nice to have a little bit of a holiday or vacation, as you guys didn't do a lot. Did a lot of resting, a lot of we had husband's birthday and mother's birthday. So husband got two cheesecakes. I made a New York, classic New York cheesecake, and then I did a variation of a New York cheesecake as a cookies and cream one. They were both really good. So he was happy. And then my mother's birthday was last weekend, and I made for her a vanilla and chocolate two-tiered thing. Gluten-free, of course, and with raspberry, like a raspberry Kool-Aid and a vanilla buttercream. So Mum was happy, so that was good. And we had a lovely lunch. We went out, took her out for lunch, and had a lovely day with them. So it was nice to spend some birthday time with the families. And yes, the food, they were very yummy. So yeah. So that's what I've been up to the last couple of weeks. Plus I had to get a tooth extracted, and thankfully that's that was no fun. I swear, if my dentist could have put his foot on my chest and pulled the tooth, that's what he would have done, but he didn't. So it took some quite some time for that tooth to come out. So I've been in a bit of pain. It's still sore, and this is nearly 3 weeks ago. So it was good to have a couple weeks off and not do so much talking, if that makes sense. But dentists are not something I enjoy going to, like border on phobic. It was very, very stressful having that done. But anyway, it's done. That's the main thing. So excuse my speech. It's still a little bit wonky, and my mouth is still a little bit sore. Anyway, what have I been up to in-game over the last couple of weeks? I have actually been leveling my passies. So I did get Passy Leader 5 from level 25 to 34. I didn't get to spend as much time on her as I would have liked. However, I did also do... So I've got my Tauren Druid Passy. I'm just basically slowly leveling her, and my big Passy Leader, again, just slowly leveling her. I'm really not a fan of where they've put the trading post stuff in Alliance in Stormwind. It's most annoying because I'm so used to going there for the cooking dailies, and now the cooking is like tucked in that little corner. Dismounting, yes, not a fan of that. It's just when you kind of jump on your mount and you're about to take off and you fly, and then you get dismounted because you've gone over the trading post, and it's like, seriously, why? Yes, and too close to possible sewer beast territory fair, absolutely. Mind you, I've been intrigued because I have not seen the sewer beast around the last couple weeks, so I don't know if you guys have seen it. But normally when I'm around there, it's crazy US times, and I haven't seen it, so I'm not sure if it's getting killed early or it just hasn't spawned, or it's pining for Chris, which we all know. It does love Chris. So as I said, I've slowly but surely been leveling with the passies. I did also jump on one of my irons to do a little bit of testing. Iron Leader, I think it was my... I'm gonna say it's my undead warlock. I played around with her because I was mucking around with some transmog stuff. I wanted to see how that was going, and I think I might have got a level on her just to make sure that that there was some sort of change in her, and also to reflect, because we have had some changes since I've been away the last couple weeks, which we'll get into in a moment. So I wanted to play with some transmog stuff, and Okay, fantastic. We are back. If this is going to be a pain in the neck, we will see. I don't know what's going on. As I said, the internet's just been a pain in the neck. Let's just get into it. I'm not having a massively long show, so let's get into news. Anyway, congratulations to Peaceable on becoming our eighth Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge champion. That is Tybar. Congratulations, Tybar. I will get you out the questions. Super excited. Well done on that. Can't wait to hear your journey on Peaceable, which again, we love the name. That is really good. I will see. My connection says it's unstable, which bear with me, guys. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I'll keep going. So, patch 10.07 is live. 10.0.7 is live. You guys know all the bits and pieces. I'm just going to put in the chat that was the Blizzard notes of the content. The biggest thing that I probably take from those monk class is available to Goblin, Lightforge, Draenei, and Worgen races now, which is interesting. So that's cool. I know Fair is super happy. Flying in Battle for Azeroth zones no longer requires the Battle for Azeroth Pathfinder, so that's good news for everyone who does not go around doing the Pathfinder stuff. So finally, yes, it's took them a while for that one. And also there was new hair colors are available for orcs and humans. I've not fully checked them out as to what the new hair colors, probably because I've not been on my orc or humans. Anyone checked out the new hair colors that came in? Let me know. But yeah, so, and there's more things there, but the notes from the patch is there if you want to check that out, and I'll have that on the website with the show notes anyway. All right, I'm not going to. I was going to go into some of the April Fool stuff, but considering my internet is being a pain in the neck, I think we'll just keep going. But that's the Wowhead link to the April Fool stuff. I think one of my favorites was had to do with what was it? The changes for warlocks. There was no changes needed. Sorry, that's me trying to multitask with what was it? Classes. No changes necessarily. No changes necessary. Possibly forever for warlocks. Hilarious, but yeah, there was a lot of really good stuff in there. So if you have not had a read through, please go check it out because it's hilarious. There's some really good things that they came up for April Fools. So that's on Wowhead. Okay, what was the other thing I want to talk about? Okay, FAQ change, because obviously also with we've had the changes to transmog with the white and the gray items that has come in as well. So just so you guys know, I did put it in Discord and whatnot that FAQ change is now, can I transmog or use cosmetic items? So it now reads new transmog is allowed, however, you are still only to wear white or grey quality gear. That's for those tunes, obviously, that are the exception, is Bloods and Greens, because they can wear green gear. Also new in the FAQ is, do not equip learn cosmetic gear unless it is a white or grey quality item. Best to learn these on a scout or regular tune so you do not get red flagged. So again, we can't just guarantee that it will cause an issue, but the best thing to be safe is if you get your cosmetic gear, and 9 times out of 10 they seem to be blue. Most of the ones that I've had lately look like they're a blue quality. On the main girls, I've just been learning them, but on my challenge tunes, I've just been sending them to another like my scout and my bank to get those. So just keep an eye on that, because we don't 100% know how the cosmetic gear will play out with flagging. So try to keep that in mind. But that's in the FAQ. But again, you can go transmog and whatnot for your tunes now, which is very exciting. I did transmog my Iron Leiter. And again, as I said, we will talk about that next week. We will do a transmog cosmetic gear chat next week with Fair and Chris. And yes, as Zaya says, and we won't be unflagging it. So if you do go and learn and it flags you, then you're flagged. Okay, so we've given you warning and we've told you to, you know, just to be on the safe side, give it to a different tune. Don't give it to a live challenge tune. Okay. All right. Dark Moon Fest starts today. Oh my God, where the hell did March go? So Dark Moon Fest starts today and will run through until the 8th. So it's starting on the 2nd or 1st, whichever way you want to look at it, and we'll go for the week. So again, if you're starting a new tune, if you've not got yourself a 16 slot bag, if you need to go and get yourself a little bit of gold to help your new tune starting off, Dark Moon Fair is a very, very good way to do it. And yes, that will hit this afternoon for me, and obviously early for you guys as well. And I did want to make mention, even though it's not a challenge tune thing, hey Zep, but being that we're in April now, there is the April Trading Post is now live. So a reminder to best not buy these things on a challenge tune, that if you're going to, because it is account wide, again, go and do it on your scouts, go and do it on your main tunes. Just don't do it on your challenge tunes, because again, if you're getting a cosmetic gear that is a blue quality, a green quality, and you're on a challenge tune that should be using only white or grey, and it flags you, well then you're flagged. Okay, so again, use that on a non-challenge tune to go get any Trading Post stuff. But there is, if you want to check out, if you're not being in game, there is a link there to what they've got for this month, etc. So that's exciting. I like it. It reminds me of very much of, what was it, the achievement that we had to get the the Proto Drake. I've gone completely mentally blank. You know how you had to do something like it was every month for a year. So this kind of gives me that vibes, that obviously on a challenge tune you don't want to do, but it's still a fun thing to do you know, for on your, you know, on your main or your scouts or your normal tunes. So Tiber, yes, not challenge related, but if you have Amazon Prime, you can get a bear mount. Yes, absolutely. Claim that through. You need to link your account. There is information on Blizzard's website for that long strange trip. Thank you, Dave. I should remember that. I did it on three tunes, so you would think I should remember that. But yeah, that's the long strange trip that gives me this vibes for the trading post, which isn't a bad thing at all. So so yeah, so if you want to check out the how to get the bear mount, or if you've not got the bear mount, go check that out. Yes, fair, absolutely. Challenge tunes can contribute to getting the monthly tender, doing things like quests, etc. Yeah, it depends on what tasks are in the trading post to get your, you know, your little currency. But being that it is account wide, absolutely, your challenge tunes can definitely contribute to that, depending on, but please don't go out of your way to do anything really harsh on your challenge tune. Keep the bigger stuff to you know, your non-challenge tunes. So yeah, so go from that. I'm going to delete that because I don't know what that is. So yeah, also heads up that Noble Garden is coming. We will talk about that next week. Noble Garden will start on April 10th. So if you're looking forward to getting ready with your challenge tunes to do that, we'll talk about that next week as well. But that's just a heads up, because obviously Easter is next weekend. We'll go from that. So yeah, I don't know, dude, I don't know what you're doing, but we're going to do that, and we're going to timeout. I'll give him timeout because I don't know what you're going on about. So yeah, there's lots coming up. So just keep an eye on that. All right, state of the challenges. Let's get on to this, because again, I don't know how unstable my internet's going to be. So apologies if I completely screw up names and pronunciations. My apologies, you guys know I suck at words are hard, as we know. So anyway, let's do irons. So for irons, we have got 8 irons. We have got Tarot Wind, level 50, RIP. Number 7 was Mortendent, level 52, RIP. Number 6 was Iron Pal at level 58. Number 5, there's a Stir tune, I see. Monk Stir at level 64. Number 4 is Zaya Zaitra? Zaitra? Zaitra. Sorry. Level Azaya tune. Let's just go with that. At level 64 as well. At number 3, we've got Azaya Vandra at level 67, but that was RIP. Number 2 this week is Miracle Fox at level 68, but RIP. Rough week. Number 1 is Dragon Iron at level 69, which is, again, Well done. See how that goes. But rough week. Four out of the eight irons. Commiserations, guys. All right, Bloods, we have got nine this week. We've got Blood Beast at level 11. Number eight is Silver Mint at level 11. Seven is Sora at level 14. Six is Veziman at level 18. Number five, we have got Fiesta Taco at level 21. Good to see Taco there. Number four is Chia at level 38. Three this week is Silver Spears at level 45. Number two is Christelle at level 56, but yellow flagged for too many quests. And number one was Crichton at level 58, also yellow flagged for too many quests. Something on with Twitch makes me watch commercial every 5 minutes. Screw. I don't know. Maybe Twitch has changed something. Not sure on that. There seems to be ads everywhere you turn nowadays. I don't know if you guys find that. Rod says restart Twitch. Probably not a bad idea. Give it a go. Absolutely. Okay, let's go to Pacifist. So we've got eight Pacifists this week. Number eight is Pacifera at level 21. Severs is Landy Ash at level 26. Number six is Borday at level 30. Number five is Passy Lita 5 at level 34. Number four is Sync at level 38. Three this week is Nerami at level 63. Two is Farrah Vegan at level 65. And number one this week is Peaceable. That is Tiber's Toon. Congratulations on becoming our 8th Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge Champion with hitting level 70. Hang on. Where's my little applause? I've got... Well done, Tiber. Well done. Alright, we have got no tins this week at all. However, we have got 9 greens. So, at number 9, we have got Chris One at level 17. We have got number 8, Chris Two at level 18. Oh, thank you, Mrs. Rakuru. Number 7, I'll come back to you, Mrs. Rakuru. Number 7, we've got Seth at level 20. 6 this week, we have got Revan Nixilis. At level 34. 5 is Roth at level 53. Number 4 is Crippler at level 63, RIP. And number 3 is Crimped at level 64, RIP. 2 this week is Zyagexi at level 67. Well done, Zaya. Number 1 is Raph at level 68. Well done. All right. Rod, that's you. You're Raph? Well done. How exciting. Oh, that's good. Excellent. All right. Working men, we have got 5 working men. At number 5, we've got Tick. Tactoe at level 12. Good name, I like it. Number 4 is Zaya Whalen at level 14. 3 is Hoisty at level 21, but RIP. Number 2 is Zaya Wine at level 32, RIP. And number 1 this week is Faramar at level 63. Good to see Zaya, Fair, a very, very busy. Commiserations, guys. Geez, it's been a bit of a rough week with quite a few RIPs and a couple of flaggings. I dare not continue playing. Yeah, sometimes it's a bit like that, right? Totally understand. But again, it's good to see. Greens have been very busy. There's been a lot of greens, a lot of pacifists, and a lot of bloods. And irons, obviously, but pretty busy across the challenges there. So, again, well done. Well done, everyone. Commiserations on those that we lost this week. And hopefully everyone will have a good week coming up. The other good thing is that we have got Noble Garden. Obviously, that's not going to be good for our bloods, but for the other, you know, the other challenges, it can be quite lucrative to look at doing your world quests stuff, world quests, world event stuff, which is always a good thing if you've got the time to go do them. I always like chasing the eggs. It was one of my favorite things. You get in the zone of hunting the eggs, you know, so always a fun thing. All right, let's do, where is this one?
Hey yo, it's Chitcha.
It is. Okay, well, first off, we want to say welcome, Mrs. Rock Guru's here. She says we just caught the show, morning whale challenges and chat. Good morning. Thank you for joining us, and thank you so much for your resubscribing. 42 months, Mrs. Rock Guru. Thank you very much. That is amazing support. Greatly appreciated. Absolutely. All right. Tybar has got the stolen joke of the week. Thank you, Tybar. What have we got? A burglar broke into my house and I pushed my bookcase on top of him. It was shelf defense. Of course it was. I like it a lot. Hey, April. April's here. Brilliant. Hi. I like it. All right. Well, I have got one for you, which I thought was super cute. What did the tomato say to the other tomato during a race? Ketchup. I thought it was super, super cute. If you want to have a look at any other jokes, again, go check out the April Fools. That's on Wowhead. I just thought it was appropriate. There's some very good ones on there. All right. See, I don't know what's going on with the green screen, but anyway, we will deal with it. All right, anything else, chat? As I said, this is just a short show back, so anything that I have missed, throw in the chat now before I do the thank yous. We'll have some coffee, everyone. Cheers. Oh, that's also what happened. My coffee machine died. So yes, I was in mourning for about a week, but I have got myself a new coffee machine, and it is freaking awesome. But yes, I know, Zep, it was just one of those things. Admittedly, the coffee machine was, look, on the generous side, it's probably about 7 years old. It has done me very well over seven. It was probably at least seven, possibly 8. My sister reckons it might have been 10 years. I don't think it was 10, but I'm thinking it was about 8 years old. So it's done pretty well for 8 years. But yes, it was a bit of that moment when you turned it on and it did not come on. So yeah, like it just stopped. It also was short circuiting my power board and the bottom half of the house, which also involved the modem. That was fantastic. So now I'm Stir says, wait, your coffee machine died. Now I'm depressed. So yes. Rudd says, short sleep for me, Formula One Melbourne in 6 hours. Yes, it's that time, absolutely. Enjoy. Who are you going for, Rudd? Have you got a favourite team? Let me know. Prillian says, that's 70 years in coffee maker. Pretty much, and it's a lot of coffee. Again, I think you guys can definitely say my coffee level is probably on the high side compared to the average person that would use coffee machine or any kind of coffee thing. So the fact that I got at least 7 years out of a coffee machine is very good when it's making multiple coffees a day. Multiple. And the fact that I've been on holidays, so yeah, there's been a bit of coffee. But anyway, I have a new coffee machine, and she is beautiful. She is beautiful. Anyway, that's a whole different story. But anyway, cheers, as I said. Rod says, Max Verstappen, also Dutch. Verstappen, did I say that right? I hope so. But enjoy. Hope it goes well. Be interesting to know what the weather's like down there. I'm going to assume that there will be four seasons in one day, as Melbourne does like to do. Stir says, what does the coffee addict say to her doctor? I don't have a problem with coffee. I have a problem without it. 100% agree. 100%. Anyway, alright, considering I'm going to have to piece this episode together, I think we might call it on now, because just in case if anything goes a bit wacko with my internet. So I think we will do the wrap up right now. So let me find, where's my cute little hearts. Here we go. So a big thank you to our Iron Elites, for those people that give their contribution to helping out with the website. Thank you so much. We have got Awesome Trousers, Execute Fair, Chris W, Lita, Mac, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rod, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber. I still can't do it. Sorry, Tiber. I tried. I did try. Winema, Zaya, and Zep, thank you so much for helping out and contributing and helping the website. Greatly appreciated. To the bunch of fantastic mods that we have, thank you for all that you do. Awesome Trousers, Execute Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, Stir, thank you from me to you. Thank you guys. It's much appreciated, especially considering I go back to work tomorrow, so I won't be around quite as much. Yay, work. Again, where the hell does a month go? Time just seems to get faster and faster. Also, thank you, chat room, for being here and hanging out with me. Apologies on the internet dropping out, but thank you so much for just being here and giving of some of your time to watch the show. We do appreciate that. All right, so I will be back next week, Saturday, April 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. I will have Fair and Chris joining me next week, and we will be talking about transmog and cosmetic gear for challenge tunes. Has it gone again? Okay, I have never had a this is gonna be fun anyway. All right, show title till the end. Yes, absolutely. All right, so as I said, Fair and Chris will be with me next week. We will be talking about transmog cosmetic gear for your challenge tunes, because obviously we've had the changes with white and gray gear, so we're going to have a little bit of chat on that. So don't forget where you can find us, wowchallenges.com. You'll find all the information for our socials on there. If you want to download and listen to the podcast, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio are good places to check us out. If you've got any tips, tricks, questions, anything of that, if you've got anything you'd like to contribute to transmog, anything cosmetic gear, please send me an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. Where you can find me, the easiest thing is please check out Linktree, Lita Wow. There you will find all of my contact information on all of the things. Big thank you to Mr. Nisi for the intro. We do love the intro and we appreciate a fantastic job he has done on that. So you can find him on Discord as Mr. Nisi. And also a big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro, which you will hear in a moment. Greatly appreciate his help on that as well. All right, guys, I am going to see you next week. I'm just waiting for the internet to go again. But for now, please stay safe, both in and out of game. We will catch you back next week with Fair and Chris. Stay safe. See yous.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.